I'm Triple Team Traffic, and let's see if it's any better at all out there, Andy.
It's improving, and slowly, Amanda, but if you're heading on I-15, if you're just getting to Point of the Mountain, if you're just getting on the freeway in Bluffdale, the worst portion is that initial stretch until you get to 12300 South and out of the construction. Then you've got some heavy traffic the rest of the way from Sandy, 106 South, to the South Interchange, where you'll hit the brakes again and come to a stop off and on for a few blocks up towards 53rd South. Doesn't clear out completely till all the way into downtown Salt Lake City right now, but I-215's West Side Belt, a good alternate. Go from Taylorsville all the way up to I-80 without any troubles, Eric Butler.
In Utah County, I-15 is a smooth patch of road as you go from Provo all the way up to Point of the Mountain. Well, almost to the point. You run into those delays right there just past SR-92. Down in Utah County, SR-73 is a little bit busy. That's just east of Redwood Road as you're heading up from Saratoga Springs over into Lehigh. Len?
Southbound I-15 in Davis County looking pretty good. Still just a little bit of slowing in Kaysville, but it's easing up quickly. And then as you get into the North Salt Lake area, it's just slow approaching Beck Street and back up in Antelope Drive. That is slow with construction in either direction off of I-15. And SR-193 has got some slow spots near Hill Field. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.